Paradaya, Krishna, I, Sunny, Jyoti, Samadhi, Pati Matra Chari Praya, Pratitanani, Mukhe Shraha, Nam Prima, Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pithaya Sankale Krishna Bhakti Sitaam Saparashwari Shri Vastabhanave Devi Danta Chakripatraye Krishna Sambandha Vikya Vahyu Madhurya Jalati Matra Shri Pani Bhakti Shri Gopi पंचा कल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो नमो महावदन्नाय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदाय कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्यनाम मेघं भक्ति टुडे very auspicious day. This is the same day when Abhay Charana Bhakti Vedanta left his home, left his everything, and he came here. This very day, in this very hall, in front of Thakurji, he accepted sannyas from our Gurudev, Nitya Lila Parushottam Vishnu Pad Bhishma Bhakti Pragyan Krishna Goswami. Here, in the middle, we are only two or three persons of evidence. Myself, this Maharaj incident, Parjatak Maharaj, like God brother, and Sheshai Brahmachari, who did Kirtan, I don't know where he is, but he is here. Manlit Krishnadas Babaji Maharaj was also doing Kirtan, he was here. Perhaps some of you know Krishnadas Babaji Maharaj. You know? Perhaps it has gone about 28 years. In 68, perhaps he took sannyas. No, 59. He took sannyas. I remember we discussed something. You should know that I met him early in 1947, when I joined our mosque. I was with Gurudev and Swamiji came to see him in Calcutta. From there, time to time he used to meet together. So when he, at last, you know that he was very brilliant person. He met Swamiji perhaps in 28.
1922.
Our Guru Maharaj went Prabhupada 1960. And he came to Srila Prabhupada at Calcutta in 22. And after that he took second initiation. He was so brilliant and learned person. And he used to write in English and to speak in English. that his Gurudev Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur told him to write articles in English magazine. At that time the magazine was Harmonious. He began to write some articles in that. But he was fearing. He remembered a shloka of Srimad Bhagavatam that Jada Jasya Grahnami Harishetat Dhanam Sane. Those who take shelter of Krishna, he takes everything and he makes him a straight beggar. His father, mother, wife, sons, everything will give up and he will be a straight beggar. So he was fearing, but in another way he has so much honor for Srimad Bhagavatam, and he has also remembered the shloka, Savai Punsang Paro Dharmo Jato Bhakti Radhavya Je Ahetukya Pyahita Aja Bhakti Purushottame. So if anyone wants to make his life successful, someone please, and he wants to be happy in future, he should do bhajan. So he was in doubt what to do. Whether I should chant, do devotional services, or I should serve, because Krishna will take me in the street, then what to do? He never stopped to chant and remember. Went on, but after some time he lost the mayorship of any factory of Bengal Chemical. He was supreme life, but he lost that job. He came to Delhi, Allahabad, and he made again a factory, medicine factory. But it was also after 2-3 years it fell. Then he made a big shop, medical shop. Where Jawaharlal Nehru, Indira Gandhi, her daughter, he used to come to purchase medicine. But after 2-3 years, it was also a stop. Then he began to do medical representatives, prepare medicine himself, because he knew everything. But after some months, it was also fell. His wife also left him. His three sons, they also left him. Abusing him like mad. He was a mad person. At last he came here. I told him that you are so learned person. You should take sannyas. Renounce order and preach everywhere, because your holy master has given order to do so. Then he told this fact that I have doubt in this, that Krishna will make me state bigger. I am saying that it is true to best, and I have become now a state bigger. I have no pain, I am penniless person now. I told him that, don't worry, you should be here and I will take all your risk upon me, pain, clothing and everything, holding, lodging, everything. And in the meantime, our Guru says, I came, and they were both bosom friends. Swamiji used to honor him so much. They have lived together for so many years in Allahabad. Also, when our Guru Maharaj established Sigauriya Vedanta Samiti, he was at that meeting in Calcutta, Boshpada Lane. So they were very acquainted and they were very in good relation. Guru Maharaj told, why you are not taking renounce order? You should take and fulfill the desire of your holy master. In the meantime, the god brother of my Gurudev was Sanatan Prabhu. He was at that time 96 years old. He told to Swamiji that if you are taking sannyas, I will myself also take with you, renounce order. Then at once he became ready. What was to do? Everything has been done. I am out of my home, out of my relationship and everything. He was ready and in this day he took sannyas here in front of so many persons, devotees. And then I myself did this ceremony. Gurudev gave him danda and door coffin, Bahirvas, you know. This is Bahirvas, this is Bahirvas, this is Uttariya. Door coffin is the main thing and sannyas. And this danda. What is the meaning of danda? He is Narayan Swarup. Manifestations of Narayan. I am giving my soul, mind,
body,
everything to this, for the service of Mukunda. Mukunda is Narayan. Krishna. This is sannyas. Sannyas is not an ordinary thing. At first, ISKCON leaders used to know that sannyas is a very, not anything, very ordinary thing. But I told that this is a mantra of very, very sacred Gopi Bhava. And without by this we can give up our whole body, mind, soul, everything to Krishna and Krishna. So he dedicated himself in his sannyas guru. Lasani Bhakti Vidha Bhakti Nitya Lila Pravishtam Vishnu Pashisla Bhakti Pragyan. So they were very bosom friends, God brothers, but ye. Or Gurudev was like a lion, perhaps you know. He was quite, he had no fear from anyone. Swamiji was like this, like Prabhupada Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami. So he took sannyas from here and then he went to Delhi, Jhansi, and then to Vrindavan in Radha Damodar Temple. I know that he was penniless. When I used to go to Radha Damodar Temple, I used to give my chadar to him. On that we used to sit and to discuss. When he was here, he was translating Chaitanya Chaitamrita and Srimad Bhagavatam and three volumes of Srimad Bhagavatam were ready and it was given to Delhi in press. He wrote perhaps here or before other journey to Jati to other planets.
Is he Jati to other planets?
He wrote. Then after this, he tried to go to America. Anyhow, he has nothing, no farthing at all. He anyhow managed to go by Indian Cynthia navigation. Only with his kartals, his Srimad Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavad Akram. And he had told me to help me that you should send my all books, all luggage from Delhi to and from here to America. I sent so many kartals, mridanga, all his books. There was so much dirty, so much dust was there, I became ill. After that, I sent so many things to him. Now I went to America. I saw the tree in a park.
Tompkins Square Park.
Huh?
Tompkins Square Park.
Tompkins
Square Park.
And so many ladies and Vaishnava with the devotees there with me. We went about more than 100 devotees there, did kirtan, and saw that in a tree, in a hollow, he is sitting there.
Yeah.
We garlanded him, and there we did so much kirtan and dancing, and the whole persons were seeing. There, when he began first, only hippie is there to see and to watch his kirtan. And they saw that it is very melodious kirtan. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Shivas Adi Sri Gaur Bhakta Binda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram Ram Ram. No mridanga, nothing, only man kartal. And he used to do kirtan, closing eyes, not seeing anyone. And the hippies, with their some instruments, he used to follow him and to dance. And he used to think that he is my friend. And they used to go bottle of wine. Oh, take it. But after some days, they were all changed. They become hippie, from hippie to happy. And they began to follow him. They left everything, wine, woman, and
wealth.
Three things they left. And become devotees. Day by day, they were, their number was increasing, and very, very good persons of good families began to join. And in very short time, he established a school, and then he went to San Francisco and other Vancouver. Then he went to England and other countries, everywhere. So many temples, so many things were done. He translated so many English books of Srimad Bhagavatam, Gita, so many editions, in so many languages, about 60 languages of whole world. In a very few times, he preached over the whole world. His books went all over the whole world. No caste and creed, out of caste and creed, anyone can join in this movement, in our Gaudiya Vaishnava. You should not think that he was establisher of any ISKCON or anything. This ISKCON is a shadow of Vishwa Vaishnava Raja Sabha, was established by Jiva Goswami, Srila Rupa Goswami and others. It is not a new thing, Krishna consciousness. We are all in consciousness. Jiva Goswami, Rupa Goswami, Srila Sarupa Damodara Raya Ramananda, and all this supplic line. If he is in this supplic line, he has accepted our whole line. Otherwise, if he will not accept our disciplic line, then he will be sahajiya, sakhi bheti, mayabadi or anything. Now some persons are trying to make him separate acharya. No connection with this Gaudiya Vaishnava. But this is very dangerous thing. I think that now ISKCON has left his way. They are changing. I request them not to change their way. Because all these senior devotees of ISKCON has left, are now left in also. And they are bound to do so. If anyone comes to any senior or sincere Vaishnava, they will be driven out from this school. It is very dangerous. And that is why all these sincere Vaishnava of his school, they went out of this school. I know that very sincere they are. They have served Swamiji so much. I personally served him more than any of the ISKCON devotees. But they are all missing. Perhaps they are doing some other offenses. I request them not to do all this. I know that Swamiji or any book of our line, anywhere it is not written that don't go to senior Vaishnava, pure Vaishnava. Sadhu sangha sarvashastra kaya. Law matra sadhu sangha sarvashastra. All has to, that sadhu sangha is the mother of Krishna bhakti. Sadhu sangha, bhakti janma mool hai sadhu sangha. Sadhu sangha. You should always remember. So don't try to do offense in the Vaishnava. Whether he is first class Vaishnava, second class or third class, whether he should be Uttam, Madhyam or Kanishtha. Try very careful for offense. Otherwise you'll be. But we'll have to go in hell if you are not. So try to do honor for all Vaishnavas. We should respect Vaishnava as he is the. Means, what is the meaning? That is, we should respect Kanishtha Vaishnava, we should respect Madhyam class of Vaishnava, we should respect Uttam Vaishnava, not thinking that they are in the same category. More respect, more qualified Vaishnava. Not thinking like that all are in the same pattern. I think Swamiji has written all things what are necessary in his book. We should try to go deep in his books, in his teachings, not artificially and outwardly we should go. To take mala or to take dand, to take a red cloth is not Vaishnava towel. To follow the teaching. Back to back.
line to follow.
If you are not following the lines of Rupa Goswami, Jiva Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, we are not Gaudiya Vaishnava. Those who are not following Rasami Sindhu or the teachings of Rupa Goswami like Upadesha Amritam, Shiksha, Mana Shiksha of Raghunath Das Goswami, we are not a pure Vaishnava. We should try to know all this. Only to do some artificial or outdoor things, it is not bhakti. First we should try to respect all Vaishnava without any caste and creed. If you are not doing so, we are not following his teaching. He has written so many things. Some persons tell that he has written all things with what is necessary for us, a devotee. It is true. But we should think, Vyasadeva has written so many books, anyone cannot write like him. He has divided 4 Vedas. He has written 18 Puran, Mahabharata. He has made Brahma Sutra. He has written Srimad Bhagavatam. Anyone cannot in this whole world has done like this or can do. But even Rupa Goswami wrote some books. After that, Jiva Goswami has written Bhakti Sandarbha. After that, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur has done so many miracles. Baldev Vidyabhushan has done Brahma Sutra Bhashya. Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur has written about 100 books. After that, Srila Siddhanta Saraswati has created so many books. And after that, our Guru Maharaj has written so many books like Achinta Veda Ved, like Mayavad Jivani, so many things. Why they did? If everything is Srimad Bhagavat, everything is Veda, why other books are written? So if everything in Swami book, after that any book will it be written? I think that if he was alive for more 5 years, he would have written so many books. He had never completed Srimad Bhagavatam explanation. He has only entered in 10th canto and after that he stopped. He knew that they are not qualified for this, that is why he has not come. Any good person will come, learned person will come. We can do all these things. I think that after this, also so many books will be written by acharyas who will be the acharya and qualified Vaishnava. So we should read only the Swami's book and not others. It is awful. Why they are writing so many books? Himself? So, you should try to follow Swamiji or the Shaklik order. Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, Rupa Goswami, Jiva Goswami, Narottam Thakur, Vishwanath Chakravarti, all. If you want to be Vaishnava, qualified, then you will have to follow all. In a garland, if a flower is taken off, whole garland will be spoiled. So in our Tishaplik line, if one thing we are leaving, then whole Tishaplik order. And it will not come from Golok Vrindavan to here. Srila Subhadeva Goswami has told, निगम कल्प तरु गलितं फलं सुखमुखाद अमृतवसंयुतम पीवत भागवतम रसमालयम मुहुरहो रसिका भूभागवत.
He has taken this, this fruit was there in Golok Vrindavan. He took from his mouth. And it comes up to now, it is coming by this year. That is why he is not scattered here. So, I think we should try to go deep in his books, try to follow Rupa Goswami, all our Acharya, and for more knowledge, for no more knowing Bhakti, we should try to read also the original books of Bhakti Goswami Sindhu, Ujjwalinmani, Jiva Goswami Satsandarbha, Bhakti Vinod Thakur, and all others. We should not also reject Srimad Bhakti Rakshak Sridhar Maharaj or any of the disciples of Swami or Prabhupada, like Puri Maharaj, like Van Maharaj or any. We should try to honor all Vaishnavas who are qualified and in the line of Siddha Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. If we want to follow Shuddha, pure Bhakti. Now I will request Maharaj, I know, don't know his name. Bharat Maharaj.